How did Grandma get Grandpa to stop biting his nails?
I don't know how.
She hid his dentures.
Oh. It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
One, two, three. Grandma, she's 95, and we sure hope she'll stay alive. She had a hip replaced, but she got through it. Still plays pickleball, but doesn't overdo it. Her advice is avoid frustration. Do everything in moderation. In moderation. Grandmoderation. Do everything in moderation. Says make some dollars, but not too many. She watches Jeopardy at 4:30. She's pretty smart and just a little bit nerdy. She puts a pinch of sugar on her cherry pies and still gets down doing jazzercise. In moderation, grand moderation. Do everything in moderation. If you win a trophy, a winner, but she'd rather have you at Sunday dinner. Her spoon collection is quite impressive. Lots of spoons, but it's not excessive. She's matriarchal, she's got that leverage. And in the evening, she sips her beverage. In moderation, grand moderation. Do everything in moderation. By. And now I'm 95, her lessons still survive, and what's more, Grandma is still alive. Now that's duration, Grandma duration, do everything in moderation.
Grand Moderation is the Okie Dokie Brothers from their CD called Songs for Singin'. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Oh, we're just thinking about our grandparents today. We're so grateful for them. I'm here with a whole lot of people, including all of you out in listener land and all of these great kids on Zoom. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, it's Lily.
Hello, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Flo.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Hi, friends, it's Melissa.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Well, thank you all for being here. Well, we're going to jump into it. Today on the show, it's in celebration of Thanksgiving, we're thinking about what we're thankful for most of all. And there's somebody special in many of our lives. Maybe we even have more than one. It's our grandparents. And today on the show, the kids are going to honor their grandparents, and we're going to hear all kinds of songs and more about grandparents. So without further ado, grandmothers and grandfathers, this one's for you. This is Vered.
Oh, guess who's coming over here tomorrow afternoon? You'll get all those kisses and you'll play like you do. Nobody else looks at you quite like we do. Except for Grandma and Grandpa, they sure do. And it makes me smile to have them here with you. Oh, It's been so long since you saw them, sad but true. Do you remember how it feels when they hold you? You're an expert at the flat screen talking to. It makes me wonder why we chose that view. When it feels so right to have them here with you. All the faces that you make, well, I wish that they could share them all with me. All the moments that I break, like a little girl, I wanna hear them say, it's okay, baby.
Come on.
Here tomorrow afternoon, you'll get all those kisses and you'll play like you do. Nobody else makes you feel quite like they do, except for Grandma and Grandpa, they sure do. And it makes me smile to have them here with you, 'cause I know they see the miracle I do. And me, well, I sure could use that hug, too.
Hi, this is Airdrie and Flo. I'd like to leave a message to you, Grandpa. Thank you for always coming up and bringing us snowmobiles. And thank you for letting us come to your house. Bye.
Going to my grandma's house. I'm going to my grandma's house. She always treats me fine, spoils me all the time. I can't wait to get to Grandma's house. I'm going to my grandpa's house. Yes, I'm going to my grandpa's house. He's always got my back. Don't you know I like it like that? Going to my grandpa's house. They tell me I am beautiful. They give me great big hugs. We play and dance. We cook and read. They give me so much love. I can't wait to get to Grandma's house. Yeah, I can't wait to get to Grandpa's house. I'll help them with their chores in the house and outdoors. Spread my love all around the house. Tell me I am beautiful. They give me great big hugs. We dance and play. We read and cook. Give me attention and love. Oh, I can't wait to get to Grandma's house. Yeah, I can't wait to get to Grandpa's house. They both have got my back. Oh, you know I like it like that. I can't wait to get to Grandma's. I can't wait to get to.
to Grandpa, spread our love all around the house.
That's Gay Adegbolola from Blues in All Flavors with Grandma and Grandpa's House, and way back when, Verrett with Grandparents, before Airdrie and Flo. In the background, Blue Dot Sessions. A long time ago, 15 years ago on the Children's Hour, we had kids from Jimmy Carter Middle School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Mr. Pence's class come on the program. They'd written us something about grandparents.
The simplest toy one which even the youngest child can operate is called a grandparent.
What is a grandparent? These are the replies from some young children.
They can take their teeth and gums out.
A grandfather is a man grandmother.
When they read to us, they don't skip. They don't mind if we ask for the same story over again.
A 6-year-old boy was asked where his grandma lived.
Oh?
He said,
she lives at the airport, and when we want her, we just go and get her. Then, when we're done having her visit, we take her back to the airport.
An elderly woman and her little grandson, whose face was sprinkled with bright freckles, spent the day at the zoo.
Lots of children were waiting in line to get their cheeks painted by a local artist who was decorating them with tiger paws.
You've got so many freckles, there's no place to paint,
a girl in the line said to the little fellow.
Embarrassed, the little boy dropped his head.
His grandmother knelt down next to him. I love your freckles. When I was a little girl, I always wanted freckles,
she said while tracing her fingers across the child's cheeks.
Freckles are beautiful. The boy looked up.
Really?
Of course,
said the grandmother.
Why just name me one thing that's prettier than freckles? The little boy thought for a moment, peered intensely into his grandma's face, and softly whispered,
wrinkles.
My grandma is pretty slow. My grandma is pretty slow. But she does things just right. She does things just so. But my grandma's pretty slow. She feeds her chickens twice a day. She feeds her chickens twice a day. And she tells me on the phone how many eggs they lay. She feeds her chickens twice a day. Slow.
This is Emma. I love Grandpa and Grandma because they love me too.
Every month and so have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chip. It was made from the feathers of 40 ladies, took a whole bunch of cloth for the tip. It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the ship. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and shoot. Pa talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs fill my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed.
It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick.
Cousins, and I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be safe. I'd trade them all in a pickup truck for Grandma's feather bed.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chip. It was made from the feathers of 40 ladies, took a whole bunch of cloth on the tip. It would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun.
Grandpa.
Okay, you're looking good, son.
Thank you so much. My mom was telling me that we got some land in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, grandson, you got a lot of land down here. We got about almost 20 acres of land almost. So come on down and find your spot. Plenty of good room. Y'all can do it any way y'all want it.
Shoot, that sounds like a plan right there. Me and baby girl Aura, we're gonna have to make a trip down.
Come on down, yeah, come on down, boy. Find your spot down in the Mississippi.
Dan Yankee is in the background. You heard Fuchs from his family tree talking to his grandpa Charles. Brenda Lee from Love and Peace, Great Songs for Kids. That's a Putumayo collection with Grandma's Feather Bed. Poddington Bear was behind Little Emma. And Joe West opened up this set from a CD called If the World Was Upside Down, My Grandma. We are grateful for grandparents today on the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization teaching kids how to make public radio. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.